Another major story we are following today, the United States and its allies attempting to hit the Russian economy hard. President Biden is expected to speak at the White House in about an hour to announce new sanctions against Russia after Vladimir Putin moved troops into disputed territories of eastern Ukraine. For more on that, we're joined by NPR International Affairs correspondent Jackie Northam. And Jackie, we expect to hear from the president soon. We expect a new round of U.S. sanctions to be coming. What will you be listening for?
Right. I think you're absolutely right. That's what we will hear today from President Biden. More sanctions. Yesterday, the U.S. came out immediately to say it was implementing sanctions on the two breakaway regions. And, you know, that'll prevent any Americans from investing, doing business, any financial activity in those two areas, or bringing any goods or technology from the two regions as well into the U.S. But, you know, these sanctions were very limited in scope and didn't apply to Russia per se, you know, members of the government or military or any other entities. So I think what we'll see today from President Biden is broadening the scope and the severity of the sanctions against Russia. And, you know, this could be against financial institutions or even, you know, the oil and gas industry. There's a lot the administration can do when it comes to sanctions. And it's been preparing for this for a while and certainly coordinating with Western allies.
Yeah, and we've already heard from Western allies today. This is Prime Minister Boris Johnson in the United Kingdom announcing sanctions in Parliament.
Now the UK and our allies will begin to impose the sanctions on Russia that we have already prepared, using the new and unprecedented powers granted by this House to sanction Russian individuals and entities of strategic importance to the Kremlin.
So what else have we been hearing from Western allies from Europe today, and how coordinated are these sanctions?
Well, first of all, the sanctions are coordinated. The various entities have different lists, if you like. So the UK would have something different from the European Union, from the US. But overall, they're in concert, if you like, what they're going to try and go for. And just if you look at British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who we just heard from, he said the UK had sanctioned five Russian banks and three Russian billionaires. Actually said this was just the first of what he called a barrage of sanctions against Russia. And we're seeing the European Union talking in the same vein. So they're going to start going after certain individuals there and some financial institutions as well. You know, the one thing that was very, very interesting today and really will have an impact is Germany coming out and saying they've decided to postpone the opening of the Nord Stream 2, which is this major natural gas pipeline for Russia. And that was a really big move today.
Take a moment to tell us more about that, because Germany relies heavily on that gas from Russia. Russia economically depends on selling it and getting it to other markets. How significant is that decision from the German Chancellor Olaf Scholz?
It's huge, because it was something that he, you know, he's new into office and he was getting a lot of pressure from the United States to do this, to postpone opening this pipeline. And he really kind of pushed back. He never said yes, no, anything. And he went ahead and did it, you know. And just a little bit of background, you know, this is a multi-year project, $11 billion to build, and it pipes natural gas directly from Russia to Germany. Not only Germany, but the rest of Europe really relies on Russian natural gas. But as you say, Russia needs the revenues from this. You know, three-quarters of Russia's natural gas goes to Europe, and it helps prop up Russia's economy. So this is a big deal, and certainly the White House welcomed the news today.
I want to ask you about diplomacy in the coming days, because U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was planning to meet later this week with his counterpart from Russia. That was a prelude to a potential meeting with Vladimir Putin and President Biden, as long as President Biden said there was no invasion. What is the status of those meetings right now?
Well, the meeting between Blinken and Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba is still due to go ahead this afternoon after President Biden speaks. Now, it's unclear what the status is of Blinken's meeting with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov. They were due to meet on Thursday, but that was if Russia didn't invade Ukraine. Up until now, the administration hasn't said one way or other whether the meeting is on or off. We don't know. It would be hard to see it going ahead, but we just don't know at this point.
But from the United States perspective, is this the invasion they were anticipating?
You know, there's a lot of semantics going on here. Senior administration official Jonathan Finer used the term invasion during an interview with CNN earlier today. That's slightly different from what other Biden officials were saying on Monday. You know, the U.S. believes that Russian-backed forces have been operating in the Donetsk and Luhansk since 2014. So these so-called peacekeepers that have moved into the area aren't considered officially a new invasion. So as I said, there's some semantics going on here. But regardless, the move has triggered a lot of international condemnation and certainly some sanctions.
It certainly has, and we'll be keeping a close eye on that, especially as President Biden speaks today in about an hour at the White House. NPR International Affairs correspondent Jackie Northam, thank you so much.
Thank you.